Yeah, and I was quite cynical about it, about the power of it when I took part as a volunteer. I've been writing for a very long time, and I came into it kind of thinking, yeah, what can they teach me? And I was blown away by that, the participation of it, and the way people really grow to understand each other through those five steps. I've never seen anything like it. It's life-changing.
You just said something very important, actually, by using the word teaching. Actually, the role of the facilitator is not just teach how to go through those technical aspects, but it's actually, so the best facilitator in a digital storytelling workshop is the one that you are not going to remember. So in a sense, you are going to remember the beauty, the feelings, the exchange you had. You're not going to remember like, oh, that was a fantastic teacher. No, it's not that what we want to achieve as facilitators. We want actually to hide ourselves and make sure that people are interacting. So the real success from a facilitator perspective, the real success is actually to make sure that people learn from each other. So it's more about facilitating mutual learning, and where those skills are not in the room, we step in to actually support people in making sure that they become very much aware of their own growth during the process as a social and collective process. So, and it's very important to differentiate. And going back to your question, Fatma, it's not about teaching people how to write a good story. It's not about teaching them how to make a good film, but it's about making sure that they know a new language that can be in writing, in video editing, and they decide how to use it. So they have full ownership on whatever they are going to produce, and there is no judgment from a facilitator perspective on the quality of the story. So the successful workshop and making sure that they all achieve, all the participants feel proud of the what they make, is not about comparing stories depending on their, oh, that's a beautiful story from a visual perspective. No, the success of a digital storytelling process is making sure that all participants are feeling part of a process, and they recognize the value of it, and the value of being heard by other people, and the value to listen to other stories from other people they never met before. And at the end of this process, they really feel very close to each other. So it's when Alison was saying, yeah, it is, can be life-changing for some people, because it's a unique way of combining creativity and empathy in a very effective way, but at the same time learning new things, not just the practical things, how to make a video, but actually learning from other people how to cope with challenges, how to be able to share something that we thought we weren't able to share before this process.
If I can just add, I think that the most important thing that I learnt from that very first one was that my voice is valid. So I've been writing for a very long time, and I've never had that feeling quite as powerfully, being in a room of people watching my film and all nodding and agreeing. You really do learn that what you have to say is valid.